thanks again for Linode for sponsoring this episode of the news. They've actually upped our affiliate link. So instead of getting 1 month of credit, you now get $60 of credit, which you can make last up to 3 months, I think. It's $60 or 60 days, so 2 months, I guess, of credit. So if you use our affiliate link, you can get a little bit more credit and experiment with things. They really want you to mess with that Kubernetes cluster and some of the other services like their Amazon S3 substitute, which is quite competent. You should definitely give that a spin. They've also been writing a lot of how-tos. So like setting up the WireGuard thing, which I think we can improve on. And we will soon improve on because WireGuard. They've got a lot more services today than they did previously. You should really check it out. And in fact, if you're going to do a commercial migration to like Kubernetes from Google Compute Cloud or even some of the Azure Compute services and you're using Kubernetes, come to the Level 1 forum. I'll actually help you do that. So thank you, Linode, and on with the news.
Hello! Today is August 14th, 2020, and we're doing security and nonsense. I think this is a pretty long section today. There were several comments about, you guys didn't cover the security thing last week, and it was because it hadn't happened yet, because we record these a week in advance. So.
Some people really get angry about that. They get angry that we don't update this every day.
You know, if you subscribe on Patreon or Floatplane, you would get it the day after we record it.
For a mere, what is it, $2? $3?
The lowest tier is $2. Unless you're on Floatplane, which is $5. But Floatplane has a couple extra perks.
I mean, what else are you going to do with that money?
Pay Save it rent. For the impending collapse of the United States?
Purchase food?
Hell no.
Forget it. Reddit is pretty well known to be a little bit left-leaning. Now, there are some subreddits which are decidedly not that. However, many of them have been banned and quarantined at this point. Which probably makes this even more angering for the people of that site.
Hackers are defacing Reddit with pro-Trump messages. They've got a partial list there.
It's a huge list.
Yeah. Some surprising entries in the list there.
This Bert screenshot.
Strips? What is Bert Strips?
This screenshot has like the feel of MySpace. Like when people would make their own, you know, layouts or whatever. That's how it feels.
Now, the thing that was compromised here was a certain number of moderator accounts. And you're thinking, wow, that's a big list. Yeah. How many moderators do they have to compromise? That's one of the problems that Reddit has, is they have this really like small team of authoritarian moderators who run everything.
Didn't Ghislaine Maxwell have just a ridiculous amount of karma on the site as well?
We still don't know if that was her.
Yeah, there's a conspiracy that account is her, but there's no confirmation.
I have not seen a follow-up to that. Has the Maxwell Hill account posted since then?
If it has, the explanation is that she gave her lawyer the credentials so he could keep up the...
Well, according to... might have been a QAnon post. Somebody claimed to be a Reddit insider posted maybe to 4chan or something, and they said that internally there was a huge discussion of like, do we take over this account and start posting so that people give up on this thread?
See, conspiracies aren't all that complicated. It just takes one person to...
Well, you know what? It just takes one person to infiltrate all of Reddit, because the moderators run everything and they're in every subreddit. A terrible place. I do go there for cat pictures.
Mm. Our next story calls back to Monday when I was going on my little rant about Android being terrible, because this should not be possible.
And this is exclusive to Android. And considering that people do a lot of the modern romance will often take place, as they say, when you slide into the DMs, you might not want other people to read those.
Twitter says security flaw may have exposed Android users' direct messages. So this is if you had the Twitter app installed on your Android phone and you had a malicious app installed on your phone, the malicious app could scan and read your private Twitter messages because those things were not secured properly.
Did we hear that dog getting ornery back there?
Yeah, she was having a dream and she was yelping in her sleep.
What do you think she's dreaming about?
Probably the birds or the bunnies in her backyard. She finds those very upsetting. She wants to go play with them.
And by play, you mean sort of a
Probably accidentally maul one.
A George and Lenny type situation. Right?
Yeah.
What's the name of that book? It's completely
Tell
escaped.
Me about the rabbits. Animal Farm?
No, that's not Animal Farm.
1984?
I can't believe I can't think of the name of that book. Engagement Challenge.
The bunny book? Is that a Watership Down?
No. It's George and Lenny, where George was... how do you describe him now? Mentally deficient in some way. And he loved to pet the bunnies, and he would accidentally destroy them.
I feel like Rue. That's very much Rue's.
And then there was this young lady who let him pet her hair.
Oh.
It turned out poorly. Spoiler alert.
Like 1946. Spoiler alert. It's too soon.
Capital One. Hey, wait a minute. I used them. Oh, this is bad news. They had a data breach.
Capital One to pay $80 million fine after data breach. Well, that's less than a dollar a user. That's pretty good. That's smart money.
They probably made a lot of money not bothering with any sort of security.
They could have spent that in just 1 year on the security team.
Yeah, they've apologized, but that is a low number considering what happened.
Still more than Equifax. I mean, not really. Like, on paper, Equifax paid more, but in reality, not so much.
Is it of Mice and Men?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I think it's of Mice and Men.
Yeah. All of the books from that era have all run together in my head.
It's a great read. If you got time on your hands, if you're just at home, maybe check that one out. George and Lenny. Living off the fat of the land. So, more of bad news for Android. Wow, not looking good. But one bright spot in this is that in an unusual step, actually maybe because this was so bad, the researcher was like, no, I'm not going to reveal this. No, this is... Although maybe they're just on the dark web, like, who wants it?
Probably.
Who wants it bad enough?
Millions of Android phones are at risk due to the Achilles flaw in Qualcomm chips. So the demonstration video is the researcher played a malicious video, which would then allow him to completely take over the operating system and do whatever he wanted.
And
pretty much worst case scenario.
These are the high performance Qualcomm chips. They're in 40% of Android handsets and the more expensive 40% generally.
It's over a billion phones worldwide. These are hardware flaws, probably not fixable.
It'd probably be like Intel, where they'll have some kind of, mm-hmm. Sloppy code fix, but then they'll find more.
Yeah.
And it just gets worse and worse and worse.
Yep.
And oh boy, did people take us to task last week for not reporting this, but it happened after the recording date, so.
Again, join Patreon or Floodplain.
We don't have future sight. I'm sorry.
Or don't if you're not in a position to do so.
If I were granted future sight, I could say that I would fix this, but I would actually just use it to my own financial advantage, and I would not do this anymore. So, what can I say?
Massive 20-gigabyte Intel IP data breach floods the internet, and it mentions backdoors, and Intel responds. So, the backdoors thing is probably a nothing burger. But don't know. You should not be downloading this. This is proprietary intellectual property. This was probably just stuff on like an internal Intel portal that they share. So this is probably not super confidential stuff, but more like the stuff that Intel shares with board partners who are building motherboards and systems around Intel components. Not just their CPUs, but also their management engine, network cards, stuff like that. Network interfaces, I should say.
Do you see what Tom's Hardware was doing with this image?
I do. It was clever. It's a more interesting photo than what we typically get for these kind of stories. So
it's from Shutterstock.
Yeah.
What do you think they paid for that?
$8.
I was going to say like $10 maybe.
How many clicks will they need to get to repay? They probably have a Shutterstock subscription.
Yeah, they probably
do. Yeah, usually like a yearly subscription for a big company like this.
And when it comes to security... And Android, it's just constantly like, why do they make it like that? And the other embarrassment for Google is the Chrome extension library. Because, oh God, are there a lot of bad Chrome extensions? At this point, I am completely untrusting of almost all of them.
Yeah.
I mean, there's some that I use that I feel like I have to have, but I don't feel completely confident in them.
No.
Because you never know when it's just going to be like a plugin or a library that they're going to use and not even know.
Not even know. We talked about that on Tuesday. Cluster of 295 Chrome extensions caught hijacking Google and Bing search results. These malicious Google Chrome extensions have been installed by more than 80 million users.
Now, some of these were pretty obvious. It's like, why would anybody install that? K-pop Blackpink Wallpaper HD. Why would you ever? Why would you do that to yourself?
One of our editors has the dark mode, like dark mode everything, the web extension installed. Now, I don't know specifically which one it is, but it does some things that are deeply unsettling to me. And so when I use... I hear Krista.
That's my house.
What's happening? Is there a home invasion?
No, a cop car just went by. Like, my neighborhood's kind of like a loop. So he like just looped around and then he disappeared the other way. So I don't know where he's going.
Now, I got to say, I am tempted by the Lil Pump HD new tab. But you just have to say no to these things.
One tab's not in there, is it?
How many people downloaded GTA 5 Grand Theft Auto to severe disappointment?
I wonder if the Rockstar legal team even... It's like, what do you mean there's a Google Chrome extension called Grand Theft Auto 5?
What does it do?
What? We didn't know we had to be sending cease and desist letters for Google Chrome extensions. That just never occurred to us.
But the good news is, when one of these extensions inevitably steals all your passwords, you do have a way to find out if they are now being traded among the dark
nice
web.
Nice segue. LastPass will now warn you if your passwords show up on the dark web. How does it do this? Have I Been Pwned? Researcher Troy Hunt has this amazing website, Have I Been Pwned? And whenever a password, especially a plain text password, makes it into a leak, he adds it to his database, but sometimes even hashes. So he will add the password hashes to his database. And so you can check your password to see if your password or your password hash has ended up in a leak.
And you're probably thinking, wow, what a cash cow. He must be making a ton of money off of that. And you know what? That prince of a man is in fact not making a ton of money. It might be making a little bit. He thought about maybe letting somebody acquire it if they would be good stewards of it. And, you know, it probably is pretty damning to the rest of the technology industry that once he got a look at that contract, he made a somewhat different decision.
I'm open sourcing the Have I Been Pwned source code. So it's not the database of all the breaches, because he's put a lot of work into compiling the breaches. And which, by the way, the blog posts on this are fascinating. You should read those, because he's exploiting like Cloudflare and Azure and stuff, like the free services, to like stack things together and cache it. So when he imports a 400 million record thing, it costs him like $5,000 one time. And then all the cache lookups and stuff like that just cost fractions of a penny. And that's is pretty awesome. But he's not open sourcing the data. It's just the code base that does all this. So you can make sure that it's, you know, reasonably secure and that it's not doing anything shady, because, you know, you go to a web page and you put in your password and it tells you if your password has been leaked. That doesn't sound scary at all. But the way that he's done it, like the technical expertise, the way in which it was implemented, is actually pretty brilliant.
Chrome actually has an internal tool now that
If
you use one of those passwords, it will warn you.
He's partnered with Microsoft as well. So like Microsoft Azure, it's if you've got the Azure cloud nonsense, it's just one checkbox. And if somebody in your organization is using your Azure logins and the password's been stolen, it'll flag it and it won't let them set that password.
Well, it seems like perhaps driven by the lack of more traditional employment because of the state of the world, the ransomware people have really been picking up their activity and getting some big, juicy targets lately. I got to think that some jobs are going to be on the line here. I mean, this is just, it's a painful thing for a company of this size.
Canon confirms ransomware attack in an internal memo. So this is the Canon imaging site. We don't know anything about the details here other than they apparently exfiltrated 10 terabytes of information. Some of it may be user uploaded photos, but we don't know.
So here is the newsletter that came out. Bad news. Oh, widespread system issues. They couldn't get to any email or anything like that. Oh, their websites are down.
Oh.
All these domains, rip. Here's the message from the ransom people. Pretty good English in this one. Unfortunate. And last week, we talked about another one of these situations. It might have been the week before. And the question was, what did they do? Well, they're not saying, but because they're not saying, you kind of have to assume.
I called it. Garmin reportedly used decryption key and may have paid the ransom after cyber attack. We initially did this story, and I was like, they totally paid the ransom, and no one else is saying that. I was right. They didn't confirm it, but they have to have paid the ransom.
Well, you know, the good thing about it is that you don't gloat.
I can't wait for, Jeff Bezos. You remember when Jeff Bezos was hacked and he, like, you know, hired a private investigator and spent unlimited amounts of money? I can't wait for the ransomware people to do that with, like, the wrong person, and they literally just send a hit squad after the ransom people.
But we'd never hear about it.
The play already happened.
It'll be done professionally and quietly.
Well, the write-up that Jeff Bezos did for his thing was not done quietly, but it was done professionally, and it was amazing.
What if he goes to the actual, you know, link to kill a person?
There's some amazing author. Like, I want Stephen King to write that story. That would be an amazing story. Like, just get Stephen King in there, and it's, like, based on the true events of Jeff Bezos. Bestseller.
Bezos lives in California, right? Yeah. No. Has to be in Derry, Maine. That's the only setting. If you're going to hack, if you're going to, you know, steal data, you're going to use ransomware, you don't go after the common man. You go after the enterprise. And that is why when you are in the enterprise, you must take extra precautions and update your software.
Hacker leaks passwords for 900-plus enterprise VPN servers. The list has been shared on a Russian-speaking hacker forum frequented by multiple ransomware gangs. So what happened here, there was a VPN appliance that had a flaw. Dude broke into the VPN appliance, planted malware to sniff the passwords, got the passwords, and then reported the passwords everywhere.
Ouch. Also have the SSH keys. So if you do update, that's not the only thing that you have to do. You
change
also
all
have
the passwords.
Change everything.
And the keys.
Bad news. It's going to be a busy weekend. Probably already was.
I love it when you get an incompetent system administrator and, like, they change the password, but they don't delete your keys from SSH. And you have to remind them. It's like, okay, you changed the password, right? It's like, is it okay if I try to log in again to make sure you changed the password correctly? And they're like, what do you think? I'm an idiot? And it's like, I'm SSH'd in. And they're like, what? It's like, you didn't delete the keys.
And then you shut down with system message. Yes, you're an idiot. Firefox, you got to hand it to them. They are constantly doing more and more stuff that is security-minded. And, of course, Apple stole a little bit of their thunder with Apple's lately. It was like, yeah, we're shutting down security for everybody else. Or we're increasing security. We're shutting down all that horrible stuff.
Unless you're an Apple app, in which case it's okay.
But this step by Firefox is going to be very aggravating to the advertising world.
Firefox 79 clears redirect tracking cookies every 24 hours. So this is one of the mechanisms that the ad industry uses to keep track of you across the site. So, like, if you've ever been looking at something on a website, like, oh, I might buy this from Lowe's, and then you're, you know, browsing Google later and you get an ad for Lowe's that's like, hey, buy this thing at a discount from Lowe's.com. Those retargeting pixels and those tracking cookies, that redirect mechanism is part of how that works.
So the idea is, if they were to delete all your cookies every 24 hours, that would get annoying because you want some of those to just make your life easier. Although, you know, a lot of people would argue, just deal with the annoyance and not have that horror in your life.
Yeah.
But they're saying that we are pretty good at telling the good ones from the bad ones. And the ones we identify as bad, we're going to just flush out every 24 hours. So unless you are constantly on these sites that are using these horrible things, then you should get the reset. And the next time you do it, they won't be able to see that you're the same person.
Nice.
And speaking of horrible spying, how about Windows? They do a lot of it. And they have some controls now that lets you opt out of it, but probably not really. They're really never going to let you opt out of it. And a lot of people have gone to some really great lengths to stop it. And there's a variety of ways you can do that, but Microsoft is getting hip to that.
Windows 10, the host file blocking telemetry is now flagged as a risk. So what you can do with your host file on your Windows machine is set up entries that redirect common Microsoft URLs to just localhost or some other web page. So you can set something so that the if you're trying to make a connection to a certain domain name, it'll never go anywhere. It'll never leave the local machine. And so that's the thing that's being flagged. Now, I talked to somebody at Microsoft about this, and they said the reason that they're doing this is because they get so many tech support questions from people that do this and then actually try to use the Windows Store. Because it turns out that all of the telemetry and all of the domain names and all this nonsense for the Windows Store is the same as the Windows operating system. So if you actually want to use the Windows Store, you have to allow some of these domain names. I think that that was intentionally designed by a really just terribly evil person to be like, all right, I'm going to make parts of Windows break if you don't want to be monitored, if you don't want to consent to the telemetry. But that's why they said they were doing this.
Of course. Of course they do it that way. You can click enough times to say just leave me alone and let this happen. They will still let you do that
for now. But
then if anything really bad does happen to your host file, you will get no notification. But my host file has never been molested outside of myself. I don't know how common that is.
Spybot Search and Destroy used to manipulate your host file. There were a number of Windows products that would manipulate your host's file to black hole like tracking domains and advertising domains and things like Blue Sky and that kind of stuff.
I should have put this with the other leak. This was a bad sort.
Look at this good stock photo.
I do love the stock photo. It does perfectly communicate what's happening here.
Source code from dozens of companies leaked online. Source code from exposed repositories of dozens of companies across various fields of activity, tech, finance, food, e-commerce, manufacturing, is publicly available as a result of a misconfiguration of their infrastructure.
No! Not this thing that happens literally every week and every day. So yeah, they found some, it was a specific, I think it was like a Chinese company or something, and they had a bunch of big names, you know, big names. It's not the same as these companies leaking things. I don't think it was a terrible leak in that case. You know, it looks like the same as like the Intel thing, but still embarrassing. It's always that third party. Go look at it if you're brave. But don't blame us. And moving on to nonsense, the panda has long been the poster boy. Well, I shouldn't say boy. The poster bear.
Poster bear. Yeah.
Of the conservation world. The WWE, or no, WWF. All right, yeah, because they took the name from the WWF and made them become the WWE. Their icon is the panda, because it was long believed if we just save the pandas, much like the U.S. government's ideas about the economy, there will be a trickle-down conservation
effect. If we just save the billionaires, they'll take care of us.
Exactly. So trickle-down conservation. It was the pandas at the top and everybody else under them. But maybe we were wrong.
Study. Saving pandas led to the downfall of other animals. This is a fascinating story. You should go read this. It's like, this what is, was it?
Go ahead. It's like, it's all canines. Or not canines, but like predators that it affected.
Well, and deer, apparently the population of deer just exploded because there were no predators.
Yeah, whatever you do to help the pandas, it disrupts things.
Snow
surprise!
Leopard. Snow leopard, Asian wild dogs, down 95%.
Snow leopards aren't canines, Krista. How dare you?
I know. Well, I didn't say predator. I corrected myself.
So, hey, what a shock. Maybe we don't know enough to just meddle with nature.
Release genetically modified mosquitoes. What do you say?
What could go wrong?
Or, you know, restrict the rights of everybody in the world and change everything about business so that we can mess with the climate that we don't understand any more than this? I'm sure that'll generate some comments.
There's a lot of carbon dioxide in the, you know, just, I don't know. The carbon dioxide in the air bugs me because I want to put artificial oxygen concentrators in my house now to keep the oxygen level high, because like the oxygen bar thing, that's the thing, that's legit. If you're ever in Vegas and you want to go to an oxygen bar, like try that, you'd be surprised.
Might do that post the thing.
Yeah
Or you
post
could
disease.
You could do what people have been doing for, you know, centuries and use plants.
Yeah, it's a good idea.
Now, I deal with CSV data quite a bit, comma separated value. And I can tell you that there have been times when I've been trying to explain to somebody why this is the case, and they're like, well, just make it work. And I'm like, I can't, because Microsoft are idiots. And this is a, you know, there's no, you can't save the column type in a CSV because it's just data. It's going to do this every time you open the program. And they're like, that can't be true. But it is, and I hate it. And so do scientists.
Scientists rename human genes to stop Microsoft Excel from misreading them as dates. So some of these genes are named like March 1, which it reinterprets as a date. So the scientists are naming it March F1, which Excel is like, okay, I'll leave this alone. Now, you can change the column types, but when you
but
import it...
But not with CSV.
Yeah, when you import it, it's a huge pain in the butt to go in and like try to deal with it.
And it changes them before you get a chance.
Yeah.
It's horrific. And the answer, of course, is not to use Excel. But a lot of these scientists, I mean, what else are you going to use, right?
The university gave me Excel. And there's this weird bug with OpenOffice.
So, I hate that, personally. Just on a personal note, I hate you, Microsoft, for doing that to us. I kind of understand it. And again, it's because most people want it to be the date. It's a rare occurrence that you're studying whatever genomes and stuff. But give me a way to stop it. And of course, every week now we get this thing where certain things, names are problematic. Even though no one had bad intentions when they did it, they still have to be purged from our memory and destroyed. And now we've gone beyond the Earth and we've reached out into the stars to find problematic entities.
NASA drops racially charged nicknames of celestial bodies. So this is the Eskimo Cluster. It is now not going to be called that.
And the Siamese Twin Stars.
So this is probably going to be me sounding a little bit ignorant, but like I understand the Eskimo one because I know there's so many different tribes up there that they don't really like being put under one umbrella, but like Siamese Twins, is that considered offensive? Like who does that offend?
Well, that's not the name of it. It's co-joined. Siamese, we call them Siamese because there was a famous example from Siam.
That one seems less harmful, but I mean, whatever. It doesn't really make a difference to my life.
Well, listen, Krista, just because you hate the Siamese.
I'm pretty sure that my grandma had an Eskimo branded deep freezer.
Yeah. Eskimo pies, they mention, is also renaming. There are a lot of those indigenous communities, though.
Yeah,
I'm never going to learn all those names. I'm sorry. I just don't have room for it in the old noggin. It's my limitation.
Can you just call them Inuit? Like, or just a native?
No, because the Inuit does not describe all of them. There's another kind. Okay.
What's the blanket term? I need just a new blanket
Indigenous
term.
Indigenous, I guess, but that's not... I guess
not specific to the Arctic. Yeah,
it's as descriptive as Eskimo. Apparently, Eskimo meant raw meat eater.
Well, that's common in the Arctic, yeah.
Yeah, they were just like, you know, so killing like those seals and eating the fat and stuff. I guess
Arctic,
it's insulting.
Indigenous, yeah. Well, they need a new term. I'm fine if they don't want to be called that. That's fine. But like, I just want to know what term to use.
You know what we should do? Much like a sports stadium, we should let a different corporation every year bid for the chance. So you could have like, oh, this year they're the Pepsis, and they'll get a big check to help them out. How about that? You know what? I want to start a business that, like, we'll take 10% and we'll coordinate all that. All of the oppressed people of the world will give them corporate money, but they have to change their name to that corporation's name.
I really want to see, like, sports team versus sports team. It's like the Amazon delivery warehouse workers versus the Apple assembly team.
They're never giving those people enough time off to participate.
No, no. They're professional athletes. It's just that the name of the team is...
The mascot.
Yeah.
Good work. So,
Does the Amazon delivery boy, like... Is that just, like, a version of Jeff Bezos, but, like, a cartoon?
Is the mascot, like, you mean?
Yeah.
It's just a dollar sign. And the other thing that we have to worry about in this new age that we live in, where certain things are wrong and you don't know why, and you're trying to negotiate that minefield. And one of them is gender. And Samsung, they're trying. I don't know that they understand it, but I don't know that I do either. So maybe we can give them points for this. I don't know.
Samsung Unpacked. Tech World reacts to gender-fluid Galaxy Note 20 Ultra. Yes, that headline is not a typo.
Now, Krista, I'm assuming you didn't read this yet, which is good.
No, I didn't.
Because I want to poll you. Now, you are someone who works in design. You're attuned to colors. Apparently, right. You see colors when you listen to music, which turns out not everybody does that.
Apparently, that's weird, yeah.
Yeah. So, what color, without scrolling down, what is the color of gender fluid?
Silver?
Wrong.
Oh.
Turns out it's a kind of a copper-ish deal.
It looks like millennial pink.
I think pink would be gendered. It does have kind of a pinkish hue to it, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't. That doesn't say gender fluid to me. I don't associate. Maybe that's the point. Is I don't
think maybe that's a translation error from South Korea.
Could be. Yeah. What were they trying to say, though?
Sitting here thinking, like, they could have just made the phone, like, easier for smaller hands to hold, and that would have been a more, like, important feature.
They also have these new...
the name, but...
They also have these new earbuds, which are 100% beans.
They're
kind of
like
adorable,
beans.
Though. I don't hate them, but, you know, when people did side-by-side...
What if it gets lost in your ear?
Well, if you look at... See, that's just one... It's not... There's actually a little bud if you scroll down a little bit.
Oh, okay. When you squeeze the bean and then, like, the guts come out.
Although, that's weirdly enough, you know, like, this is very contoured versus everybody else. It's almost like a feminine curve, which is not gender fluid at all.
Hmm. Looks kind of like a kidney.
Kind of problematic.
I personally don't like earbuds, so that's just a non-entity to me, but... Ugh.
So courts are now being done remotely because who wants to sit in a room with a bunch of other people who might get you sick? And we've been using Zoom to do some court hearings. Now, this cannot be blamed on Zoom. Zoom did increase the security a little bit. They did add some controls for this kind of thing. This is just the court and the judge not really understanding technology to hilarious effect.
Zoom bombers interrupt. The headline is Twitter hack Zoom court. I messed that up. Twitter hack Zoom court hearing interrupted by porn video. I'm not going to say the headline because I fear demonetization. Zoom bombers interrupt the bond hearing for the alleged Twitter mastermind. So the judge had to postpone the hearing.
Now the problem is you need to set these things to be administrators only in terms of microphone and screen sharing. They did not do this.
No.
Anybody involved who they pretended to be reporters from some various, large newspapers, they got in and they caused chaos.
Yeah.
The best part of this article is like the picture at the top where the judge looks very concerned. He's clearly like, reacting.
It's like, what am I looking at?
Did I leave a tab open? Oh, God. This is the worst day ever. But no. Now, he said they had to cancel the hearing and reschedule it. And he said, next time, I'm going to put a password on it. But that won't actually fix the problem.
No.
He still doesn't understand what's happening. Now, Krista, I have another word here that I want you to try to pronounce. But we'll do the headline first.
Okay. The saboteurs who you can hire to end your relationship.
So, under the picture, the word in quotes there?
I will try. Waka re sa seya. That is a mouthful.
I am absolutely positive that the emphasis was wrong there.
Yes.
But I could not correct you. I could not even begin to. So, yeah. That's a word to mean someone that you try to get to cheat on your significant other so that you can break up with them.
And it turns out the reason for this is because in Japan, you can't just divorce somebody.
You have to have proof of infidelity or some other problem.
You can disagree with the... It's like, no, we're going to work it out. It's like, I don't want to work it out. No, we're going to work it out.
Now, this story gets much darker. So A guy hired one of these things that I can't pronounce to seduce his wife so that he could divorce her.
But then they fell in love. It's a tale as old as time.
Very successful. So he picked her up. They had a relationship. He took the pictures, but then fell in love with her. But he satisfied the contract, delivered the pictures, and then in the divorce hearing, it came out as to what happened. She found out, but they were still in the relationship. She decided to leave him because he was manipulative and ruined her life. And in turn, he decided to strangle her.
But she died.
That's a twisted web. That's M. Night Shyamalan level right there.
Very sad. But this is apparently a common thing in Japanese culture. And like, this is a... They've decided as a result of this case to require a formal license for this industry, but it is otherwise something that is tolerated.
What do you think the licensing... What's the training course look like?
Private investigation. It's like you got to have a private investigator's license to do this now.
I saw... So there's apparently a private investigator here in town. I don't know if they're based here in town, but they have one of those big vans, one of those big box vans, and it's wrapped with private investigators. It's like, oh, you're sneaking around in that thing, huh?
It's parked in front of my house for a week. What's going on?
Weird.
It's the... how are they called? Liar chasers?
Yeah, yeah.
I think is the name of it. Mm-hmm. Like, wow, way to be inconspicuous.
I guess we kind of do have that here in the U.S. too. It's like you can get a divorce for any reason, but if you want your significant other to not take half your stuff, you have to show...
Well, in some states it still doesn't, but it doesn't even matter. I think California... Like,
zero fault divorce, I think, is what
they could
called.
Be like literally setting your children on fire. And in California it's like, oh, give them half. Larry King, you know, a lot of celebrities will... slip out of the limelight and go gently into obscurity and take their mountains of cash with them and just be happy. But some of them desperately need that attention. They need to be in front of a camera. And I fear that Mr. King might fall into that category.
The disinfomercial, how Larry King got duped into starring in a Chinese propaganda. The broadcasting icon's fake interview with a Russian journalist went viral on social media, spread by accounts tied to the Chinese government. Remember those YouTube comments we were talking about earlier, or the YouTube accounts? This is amazing. You should go watch this.
So Larry had his own. He's got his own production company now. He's not on TV anymore, like the you know the major channels, but he has his own thing. And they kind of you know pull back the curtain here, and it's Larry at 85, just shuffling in front of the camera and reading whatever they put in front of him. And in this situation, his producers actually tried to protect him, and they were like, "Larry, for the love of God." Don't, because it was just open-ended. Larry only recorded his part of the conversation. No one knew what the responses were going to be. They just put a script in front of him. He was like, oh, this is a good guy. He's fine. It was like this Israeli guy that he knew. So he did his part, and then it was just pure propaganda on the other end. And they released it, and that's embarrassing.
Why even bother with deepfakes when you could just hire it done?
Yeah, just get old dementia-ridden celebrities. To
we can get old dementia-ridden Dan Rather. It's like, come on, Dan Rather, let's record some open-ended stuff.
I can't remember how I ended up in this rabbit hole, but like, I found a tweet. I think it was from Dan Rather, and he used what term was it? Vibe. He used the term vibe, and he used it correctly in a tweet. And I was like, did Dan Rather write this, or is this something like his media team?
The rights to Dan Rather bot have been sold to Mega yeah. Media Corporation.
It was bizarre.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I expect if you are still, you know, mentally all there, you would adapt to the social media world and, you know, take on the language. I don't think that's too hard to believe. I don't know. I mean... Yeah, it's that situation where I live in a state of arrested development, right? I refuse to take on most of the trappings of adulthood. And, you know, like I don't want anything to do with kids or, you know, all that nonsense. And so I'm able to mentally remain young. But I'm still getting out of touch on some things. I don't know.
Yeah. Some things I don't want to be in touch on.
Like TikTok, no interest.
Yeah. Yeah. No.
What?
I also said like TikTok.
I beat you to it.
I know.
Eat it. So I don't know. I think Dan could be young at heart.
Maybe.
Maybe we'll get him on the news here to talk about that.
That'd be fun.
Did you write your tweets about vibing? We need to know. That's, and then he's like, you don't have any other questions? He's like, no, just the one.
Now, we've had several nonsense articles about India in which people claim these outrageous things will cure the problem that we got going on. And it seems to be, I don't know, you think this is just a way to get attention on social media? Do these people really believe these things? This one seems like it might be corporately motivated.
Yeah.
I think he maybe got a little cash. A
little bit, yeah.
A kickback here.
Yeah.
Union Minister Arjun Ram Mengwal, who said, I don't know.
That the BG?
Well, I think that's the urine thing. Will save you. Has tested positive for the thing.
Babiji is the brand name. Papad is a kind of snack.
Oh.
Babiji is the brand name of that snack.
Yeah, he's tested positive.
He's essentially saying, eat Twinkies.
Yeah.
Are they a cake snack? Do we know?
I'm not sure. This article just said snack.
Oh, no. Is this the Indian version of the bean thing? Because, like, remember, that was a thing. Yeah. Like, Trump had, like, the beans, and he's like, Goya beans are amazing.
But that was because, no, that didn't have anything to do with the pandemic. It's just that they were attacking Goya. The left, like, you know, the pronoun police were going after Goya for something.
Oh.
And he was like, I love Goya. And they sold a million beans.
It kind of just looks like tortillas. But I can't tell. I'm trying to find more info.
Anyway, it's some kind of snack that you can buy and a specific brand name. So, yeah, it's kind of like him saying, listen, just eat Wonder Bread and you'll be fine. And presumably, if he knew that, he would be eating them, right?
Because he tested positive.
He has it now. And he was basically telling people, hey, you don't need to go to science and all these ridiculous doctors for this. Just do this. The moment he got it, right to the doctor. So he's now under intense care.
That's so weird. Oops.
Sorry, I hit the mic. Is it weird? Really? We did a story. Remember the story about the kid who had a BB gun in the background of his house? And he was doing the online learning, and the cops stormed his house? That's a question of how much control should a school have when they're just looking into your home because your kid is... Now, does the kid have to be on the camera? Do they have a choice there?
Yeah, they have to be on the camera because otherwise they could just not even be there.
Prove that they're there. Okay, that makes sense.
Well, it kind of sucks if you have a computer without a camera.
Well, it also sucks if you're not a big fan of, like me, taking showers during the pandemic.
Yeah.
School district banned students from wearing pajamas while doing online learning. They've obviously never been to a college campus.
Yeah, there would definitely be people rolling in. And sometimes it was funny because the thoughts would roll in in their Thursday night party outfit. It's stinking of cigarettes and worse. So a lot of the parents have argued. It's like, hey, you don't get to tell me how to dress my kid in my own home. Who's in the right here? Krista, what are you going to do when your kid is, you know, doing their online learning and they want to wear something outlandish?
Guess we'll have to do, if we were doing public school, we'd have to do what they said, because, I mean, that's the curriculum.
No, Krista, fight the power.
I mean, if you're at the public schools, you know, you've got their thumb on you. You got to pick your own curriculum.
No, you take a thumbtack and you drive it in. And you bathe in their blood.
So I found this out recently. If you are a foster parent, or I think even if you adopt a child, I don't think you can do any kind of like alternative like homeschooling or anything like that. You have to do public school.
I agree with that.
That kind of sucks.
I agree with that if you're getting money. And you usually
but
do
like,
get money, right?
That kind of sucks though, like in this sort of particular scenario where it's like, oh, hey, you're a foster kid, so we're just going to send you to the public school even though you could do remote learning normally.
Yeah, but then you could get some really crazy stuff going on with homeschooling.
Yeah, I mean, I understand why they have that in non-pandemic conditions, but it's like, I wonder if there's like weird edge cases now that...
But you could really influence their mind. Like, if they didn't have those rules, Scientology could just harvest the foster homes.
Yeah.
And just have them forever. I've been watching those police confession
videos. Well, and it's like a good thing, too, for the kids. Because then they, you know, they get to go back to school and see teachers that they're already used to. Anyway,
I've been watching those police confession videos. One of them, this guy, there's a family, and they already had kids, and they took in this foster daughter who was a real Hellcat, and she seduced the father. And then, and she was like, "We need to be together." And he was like, "I can't. I've got the wife." So she was like, "Oh, don't worry about that." And he was a trucker, and he left for the week. And she was like, "Yeah, I'll just stab the mom to death."
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I was thinking about fostering, but, you know, maybe.
Huh? Don't get a 17-year-old girl. That's all I'm saying.
I don't know if you have a ton of choice of replacements. I'm just starting to research it.
Yeah, you should be in there. So, like, listen, where's your menu?
So Kentucky does have, like, a website with pictures of all the kids who are currently in foster care. And it feels, it's weird, because it feels when you look at it, it's like, I feel like I'm on Pet Finder.
Yeah.
But I'm looking at human beings, and that's strange. Like,
have these children been tested for FIV?
Yeah. So, I think you can give them a little blurb, too, like, about things they're interested in and what their favorite subjects are in school. It was strange to look at.
The protests, the movement that we've currently been seeing in the world, or in the country at least, has definitely been anti-cop. That is a sentiment that's really pervasive right now. And it's weird how far people will go in their condemnation of all things law enforcement.
Kindergarten cop screening canceled in Oregon, accused of glorifying police traumatizing children. I did not.
Down.
I didn't watch the same movie that they watched, apparently.
Yeah, so now none of the kids in the movie, they point out, were under investigation. And he did not actually use his police powers against any of them. It was a father who was dealing drugs. But there was a shootout in front of the kids. And they constantly mention the school to prison pipeline.
That is a real thing.
That is a real thing, but I don't think that really happens in Kindergarten Cop.
And I don't think we can blame Governor Schwarzenegger for any of that. He's blameless here. Come on. Let him get his residual checks. I don't know about you, but I have no desire to get on an airplane when it's unnecessary.
Yeah.
Yes.
But apparently, some people do, to the tune of several hundred dollars that they're willing to be separated with in order to fulfill that need, I guess.
EVA Air introduces a special flight to nowhere on a Hello Kitty plane. I've been on this plane twice.
Would you pay $200 to spend 3 hours on it again?
The last time it was a lot more than that for a lot more hours than that, because this was the flight to Taiwan a couple of times.
Do they only have the one plane that's Hello Kitty?
I believe so. They've got another one that's themed something else, and it is, like, the first time you experience it, it is surreal.
So yeah, this now they did a previous program for people who were just jonesing for the plane experience, but they never took off. They just taxied around a little bit. This one is actually going to go into the air, fly around the city so you can look out and look at, enjoy the buildings, and then come back and land in the exact same spot that you left.
I actually have a lot of B-roll of it from that kind of thing. I got at the airport while I was in Taiwan.
They claim that this jet, did you get the 3 Michelin star meal when you were on the jet?
No, I did not. That's reserved for not the class that I was when I flew.
Yeah. Sorry, yeah.
But the meal, like the meal that I had in my regular business class or whatever it was superb. Easily the best airline food that I've ever had, and probably better than most of the restaurants around here.
All right, well,
I've never been on an airplane where I've needed to eat a meal. Like, I mean, you know, they give you peanuts and stuff, but like
15 hours, Krista.
I've never been on a flight that long that I would need to eat like dinner or breakfast,
but
or whatever.
It also gives you something to do while you're sitting there being bored out of your mind.
Yes.
Keeps people, you know, you get some food in your belly, get a little drowsy.
And it's good food. It really is good food. And they'll bring you more.
You should push to see how far you can take that. See if you can eat the entire airplane's worth of food.
Well, I'm contrasting to my experiences on, like, say, U.S. Airways, where it's like, can I have a second bag of peanuts? And they look at me like, no, you don't need a second bag of peanuts.
Shut your mouth, pig.
Yeah, pretty much.
Now, that I always include black hole stories. It never fails because Krista's unrealistic fear of them. And now, you know, I've never felt strongly about the black holes. I really only include them because Krista's fear, and it's hilarious to talk about that. But now I am decidedly more pro-black hole based on this story because I've found out that black holes are actually a kind of birth control for the universe. And I support birth control in all its forms.
But this one, the black hole fails to do its job. I didn't realize black holes really had a job.
Well,
but
they do.
I would like to know more.
And it's population control for stars, basically.
Wow.
The more we learn, the more we realize we have no idea what we don't know.
I also like how they always have to have a picture of a black hole, but you can't have a picture of a black hole. So you get these various crazy things. This was an X-ray. So it turns out the black hole exudes super hot. It's not air. It's X-rays? Energy. And that super hot energy calms down the stars who want to breed prolifically. And it's like, no. Instead of a cold shower, it's more of a hot shower that calms them right down. This black hole, for whatever reason, it's just taking some time off. And the stars are just out of control. Little star babies everywhere.
Everywhere.
All these Jupiter-sized planets just initiating fusion. No regard to
it's
radiation.
Disgusting. It's like an orgy. It's like a galaxy-sized orgy. So, I don't know. Spark 104922.6. Get to work, buddy. Krista, how often do you have to leave the puppet home? I guess less.
Not much
now,
right now.
During the work days, I remember when you first got the dog, there was a lot of back and forth.
Yeah, because she was little and she couldn't hold it all day, so I would go home at lunch and let her out to pee.
Now, you don't put her in the cage anymore, right?
No, she doesn't have to do that anymore. She's good now. When she was a puppy, she would tear stuff up.
So what do you think she does while she's just chilling out at home?
I think she probably does what she does now, which is she sleeps. She gets up and, like, she'll pitter around the apartment and, like, chew on her toys. And then she goes to the window and, like, looks outside. She puts her little chin on the thing and looks out.
Do you ever leave the TV on for her or anything like that?
I used to when she was a puppy. I don't really anymore.
Well, I know that you are a Spotify customer.
I am.
So you have no excuse.
Spotify launches playlist for dogs left home alone. There's actually a huge YouTube category for this as well. Because, again, when Rue was a puppy, I was afraid she would be, like, freaked out by, like, neighbors and stuff like that. So I would leave YouTube playlists on of, like, 8 hours of calming, relaxing music for dogs.
Hey, Reuters, I got an alternative headline for you. Spotify defrauds advertisers by playing advertisements for dogs.
Now, they do say it's a mix of dog-friendly music. I don't know how you decide that. And dog-directed praise. Huh. Messages of affirmation.
Who's a good boy?
Now,
who's a good girl?
Remember the story from about 2 months ago where the dogs really did not interact well with non-anthropomorphic devices that were emitting human speech. It was a very low engagement from the dogs.
My cats have no interest in the speakers. Like, it's just noise to them. They don't care at all. But, you know, the mouse toy could make the same noise, and it's just blood-curdling fear.
We were watching a movie yesterday, and there was a scene where, like, you could hear Russian over an intercom. And Rue was, like, almost asleep, and she immediately, like, perked up and looked at the TV and, like, cocked her little head.
Oh, my God. She's a communist plant.
She's an agent.
She might be. I was like, do you understand that, Rue? Why did you look up when you heard that?
No.
She was like, is it time to activate? Do I kill them now? We have, done a little bit of live YouTube stuff. We get on Twitch from time to time there, actually every week. Yep. And, it's interesting. It's a fun thing to do. And a lot of people, I think, get addicted to that. And they have to take it further. You got to raise that bar. Because it is a fickle crowd.
It is.
I mean, you do anything to bore them, and they're like, I'm out. I got 7 million other choices. You entertain me, or I'm gone. And you can kind of understand how something like this would happen.
A Korean YouTuber accidentally set fire to his private parts on a YouTube broadcast and received second-degree burns.
Now, it wasn't an accident. It was stupid. But it wasn't an accident. So now he was playing Fall Guys. Have you guys seen Fall Guys? It looks pretty entertaining. It's like it's Battle Royale, but, you know, like Mario Party type thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it does look like a really frustrating, but also fun. We might need to check that out. I think it's a little too expensive for what it is. Anyway, he promised his viewers that he would get a win. He did not.
And so he said, if I don't get a win...
Yeah.
I will do what it says on the box. And there's some screenshots here.
Yeah, they kind of walk you through the situation. Here he is, feeling good. This one's pixelated. I don't know why.
It's pixelated, but it's done so poorly. Like, you can still tell exactly what's happening.
And then they're applying the lighter fluid and regret.
Does it mention how old this guy is?
He looks pretty young.
He's going to be okay, mostly.
They got a video, and I was going to watch it, but this is the full three-hour stream.
Oh,
so I bailed out. Yeah, I didn't have time for that. What is that? Is that a candle? It's a sticker. All right, let's not get caught in the clickbait.
I also looked at the clickbait and had that same question of, like, what are those things? But then I was like, don't look at it.
Now, there are a lot of the narratives of tragedy to do with the current situation, the pandemic. And one of them, maybe one of the most tragic of all, it tied in a lot of the social themes that we have going on right now. It was a Native American. It was a teacher. It was a victim of the virus and ultimately a death. And you're thinking, wow, God, it doesn't get much darker than that. How about the fact that it was completely fake?
A professor who was a Twitter hoax, the anonymous professor who wasn't. Professor at Arizona State University does not exist. The only thing I could think after reading that headline was The Knight Rider, a shadowy flight into the dangerous world of a man who does not exist. Except this was just a Twitter hoax.
And he also existed.
Well, his identity didn't exist. He was Michael Long, not Michael Knight.
In fact, he affected the world around him amazingly every week. Just incredible impact on it. So this was actually another person, also a professor, not anymore, thankfully, who decided to invent a human being, a Native American. Although the Native American thing came later, and this is where it gets interesting, because after the invention of this fake Twitter person who was pushing their narrative, they got into a relationship with this fake person.
Mm.
A very serious relationship. And they were crushed when she died. Although they chose when she died and how to push an agenda.
This seems like something on Seinfeld where, you know, like...
you get too far into it.
Yeah, and it's just...
I can't stop now.
What do I do next? I gotta kill her, but how? She can't just disappear.
George, you can't kill her. I mean...
The woman who did all this, interesting history, read up on her, but she has finally admitted, yeah, I might have a mental health issue. Maybe I should look into that.
That still seems like the easy way out to say that. I mean,
really. Well, what else are you going to say? I'm going to remove myself from this earth?
It was me. It was I who made up the professor.
Well, she didn't admit it. People quickly found a lot of holes in the timeline because this was such an amazing story. Obviously... you know, the media is very left-wing, and they're like, oh my God, this is perfect. Let me get the facts. And the facts just, you know, it's like the raccoon trying to wash the cotton candy.
Where did it go? Everybody who hasn't seen that is confused, but you should look it up.
Well,
look
cotton candy up, dissolves in water. It's sugar. But just put a packet of sugar in water.
But the raccoon... was like, I'm going to wash off my food, because usually they're washing nuts off, which is actually a smart practice. It didn't know. And it was, the disappointment was just, it transcends species, the disappointment.
What if for the rest of its life, it no longer trusted the wash, and it was just riddled with disease and infections?
Oh.
And our final story, you know, I love to put animal stories last, because everybody loves a good animal story, right? Some of them are tragic, and those aren't very fun. This one's, I'd say some people would say it's tragic, but it's also just hilarious.
It's just kind of bizarre.
The real question is, if this was not done by the person installing the collar, the balls on whoever did this.
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
Reward offered for information on who put Trump 2020 sticker on bear. A group of local activists is outraged. So it was the bear's tracking collar. It wasn't in the bear's fur or anything like that. I would be outraged if somebody put a sticker in the bear's fur.
In the fur, yeah.
But no, it's just the tracking collar.
So either this bear is just so chill and people know it that they let somebody get close, or they had to be involved with the radio collar somehow, right?
You would think.
Yeah. Well, and with black bears too, I mean, like, they're very easy to, like, food train. Where, so if they find food and they start to associate that with humans, it might not have been scared of humans. Someone was just like, lol, and slapped a sticker on it.
Well, it's clearly not scared of humans, because the woman who reported this, she was outraged. This bear was just chilling on her porch, and that's where we got the pictures.
There are some really good pictures. One of it where it's just looking right up at her. And this should be, if you could adopt black bears, the picture of it looking up at the camera... Like listen, I need the Sarah McLachlan music over top of it.
I'm really hungry. I don't want to maul you. So if you've got some kibble or something I can eat, that would be great.
Some trash, you know, whatever you've got.
Look at that. Keep America great. And
a lot of people are outraged over this.
They pointed out that after calling the whoever's in charge of the radio callers, they're like, yeah, this is not really a first. We get political stickers on them all the time.
That's crazy. Something Trump sticker on a bear, Putin.
That's horrifying.
There's something in there. There's a conspiracy you could make yourself and post on 4chan.
You know there is someone who saw that, and rather than the reaction we had, their first reaction was like to grab the Biden stickers and just head off into the woods.
And it's like, yeah, it's like, oh, I
gotta fight this. Fire with fire.
And the bears are just happy because they're getting fed all the time. Till winter comes and then they get put down.
You think they'll ever be put down?
Yeah, because if they keep seeking out people, that's what happens. A fed bear is a dead bear.
Oh, okay.
Can't feed them because then eventually they associate humans with food and humans get freaked out by bears and then they get put down.
What do you think about making this bear the official White House bear?
I'm sure. When? What if tweet retrumps this? What if Trump retweets this?
How great would it be just to have a bear on the lawn of the White House?
a guard bear, so that if any protesters make it over the fence.
Can you imagine? It's like just in the Oval Office.
He would probably make him set up a bunch of cameras so that they could broadcast it on the internet. It was like, you know, like his WWE days. It's like, oh, if a protester gets mauled, I mean, that's going to be number one ratings right there. And it's like, What are you doing?
What is this country?
Listen, I might tune in to see the White House lawn bear.
I was going to say, you have morbid curiosity. You would absolutely turn in.
No, I'm not even talking about him eating people. I'm just him chilling out. I might tune in for that every once in a while to see what he's up
to. Oh, like Kitten Academy, but for the bear.
Yeah. Bear House. White House, Black Bear. That'd be a reality show.
But then it's like they have a full season of that and the ratings are starting to go down and Trump's like, we need a grizzly now. And they're like, sir, grizzlies are not nearly as docile as black bears. He's like, I need one.
Aren't brown bears the worst?
Yeah, grizzlies. Yeah, grizzlies, brown bears. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, pardon me.
And then then it's like you have to raise the stakes again. Then you bring a polar bear and that's just carnage.
Do they all live together or do you keep replacing one with the other? And then what do we do with the ones we cycle out?
They get pardoned like the turkey on Thanksgiving and then they release them into the streets of Washington, D.C.
You're still going to need a camera crew for that.
Perfect.
All right. That is all we've got for this episode. How long did that go? Oh, that went for an hour.
Long time.
So,
might be a record length of news this week.
Yeah, I think, Krista, give us the friendliest bear goodbye.
Roar, bye.
That was a good one.
That was good, yeah.